I started at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. After that, I went to Vance Air Force Base in Enid, Oklahoma, nice. For pilot training. After pilot training, I went to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana to fly the B-52, and then went to McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey to fly the KC-10. I did a decent amount of time overseas during that assignment. Following that, I got to go back to the Air Force Academy as an officer and teach. Where'd I go then? Oh, Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, where I met you.
Oh.
And now we are here in New Mexico at New Mexico State.
Tell me a little bit about maybe some challenges that you think you might have faced along the way.
I would say that pilot training was probably the most challenging year of my life. Definitely found something I wasn't good at, mm-hmm. and that was learning how to fly. And it took a lot of time after that to build myself back up, I think.
Okay. Did you find any difficulty as a female?
I don't think that my problems, my issues, my challenges were due to being a woman. I think that it was just due to my skill level. Mm-hmm. I did have one person in my 23 years of active duty tell me that I didn't belong in the cockpit. And I was so mad because no one had said it. And then this guy ruined it for everybody else by saying it.
What was your earliest memory where you realized that you wanted to be in the Air Force, in the military, as a pilot?
I think it was about the fourth grade. Prior to that, we had lived next door to some people who had a picture of the Dallas Cowboys team with the cheerleaders in front. And they had the most excellent uniforms.
Wow.
And so that's kind of where I was prior to seeing that plane, that I wanted to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Who doesn't?
Well, I don't know. And so I was, you know, torn between Dallas Cowboys cheerleader or pilot. And I have a feeling, now that I'm a parent, I have a feeling that my parents looked at each other and thought, we could encourage one of these.
Yeah.
And I think I know which one it should be.
So how would you compare the Air Force or the military as a whole now as it was when you first entered?
It's funny to say this, but there are a lot more women. Again, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to see, I'm not counting heads, but it's cool to see more women in the military itself taking leadership roles. I think that we have changed to a focus of a lot more inclusion and wanting our force to look like the people we defend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. That's obviously decisions above my pay grade.
Where do you see the future? A lot of unmanned aircraft is starting to become popular.
Yeah.
Do you see a point where there will no longer be pilots in the sky?
Yeah, I think that that's coming in our lifetimes. Combat. I don't think passenger planes.
Well, I don't know if I would get on a plane with no pilot.
I was going to say, would you get on a plane without a pilot?
What do you think you would tell? And obviously, you speak to young ladies on a regular basis right now who are interested in this.
Well, I think one of the best things about the military is that I don't have to fight for equal pay. I know that I get paid exactly the same thing as my male counterparts. The opportunities for progression are, I would like to say, unlimited. I would say that there is room to grow and make mistakes. No one expects you to know how to do everything perfectly. But they expect you to learn from your mistakes. But it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really struggled with. I think that was a big portion of my pilot training struggle, is that I didn't think it was okay to make mistakes.
So you are now officially a Colonel Select. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, I think we'll be retired in 5 years. And then you and I will figure out what the rest of our lives holds.
Jet skis. But wherever it is, we'll be there together. and we'll make the most of it.
Yeah. Yeah.